Today's daf in Masechet Menachot, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is daf Pei Tet, and we're holding right at the top of the daf. Chatziluk Shemen LeTodah. Okay, the next thing that we spoke about, we were in the middle of explaining how we use the Chatziluk Shemen. So this is not as simple as it looks, because if you take a look at the Pasuk, when the Pasuk mentions the word Bashemen three separate times, V'ikriv al zevach ha-todah chalot matzot belulot bashemen, rikike matzot meshuchim bashemen, v'solet murbechet chalot belulot bashemen. So those are the three types of matzah that we had in the Lachmei Torah, besides the one type of chometz. So it says in the Braita that Rabbi Akiva explains why we have the use of that word three times. We start off with just looking at the first two mentions. So we have the chalos matzos belulot bashemen and rikike matzot beshuchim bashemen. So Tanya, Rabbi Akiva Omer, why do we need to mention the word bashemen two times? After all, we understand that lamaisa, if the Torah has already told us bichlal that we use on all menachos, we use shemen. And why do we need to mention shemen again? Because, I'll tell you, if it would have said b'shemen once, I would have said, okay, all menachos need a lug, and this is b'shemen, so it means we use the standard lug like we do for menachos. But now that it says it twice, now it's a riboy acharibuy. And a riboy acharibuy, the klal is, ein riboy acharibuy, Ela lima eight. So when the Torah adds an additional riboy, it actually is coming to be mamayit, in which case, instead of the normal lug, the Torah now cut it in half. And miato akatuv lechatzi lug. Riboy achabuy? What are you talking about? There's no riboy achariboy. There's just a riboy. The first mention of shemen is to tell me that you need oil. That's not a riboy. That's the din. Then if you mention Shemen again, that's a riboy. So how is this a riboy achar riboy? No, I'll tell you. If it hadn't said b'shemen at all, okay? Ilu lo nemar b'shemen kol ikar in the pasuk. So hayiti omer, fine. The Torah should be like any other menachos. I mean, all menachos take one luk Shemen per isaron. So over here, if you're telling me you have to bring it, so then it should be like any other mincha. And it would still mean that you use an Isaron per your kakalais, no. But now that it says Bashemen twice, Bashemen, Bashemen, then it's a ribuy achar ribuy, ve'en ribuy achar ribuy, ela lamayit. So now we take the normal standard case of a luk shemen, and we reduce it all the way down to a chetzi luk. Continues the brisa. Now you might think that chetzi luk should be split evenly between the three different types of lachmei teda matzah that we have, chalot, rikikin, and rivicha. But then it adds a third shemen at the end of the pasuk, and it says revucha b'shemen. Well, what do I need that for? She'ein tamad lomar. I mean, we know that the shemen revucha means by definition, it always means b'shemen, and we have that same revucha by the chavitim and so on. Why do we need to make the third shemen? That is telling me a riboy. Add shemen to the revucha. But how can I add shemen if I already was mamayit everything down to a chatzilug? Oh, I'll tell you very simply. You bring a chatzilug, and then you split that chatzilug into two revi'italug. One revi'italug is used just for the revicha itself, and the other is used for both the chalot and the rekikin, which means that the revucha actually gets a full revias halug, and half of it, the other revias, is split between the chalot and the rikikin of the matzah. All this, of course, is besides the chatziluk for the chometz. Omar lo Rabbi Elazar bar Azaria, Akiva dir, imata marbe kol hayom kulo bashemen bashemen. You can sit here and sing those words bashemen all day long, and we'll make it a hit tune, and it's not going to make any difference to me. Any shomei alecha. It's absolutely not the halacha. This is not a riboy. The thing is that all of these halachas happen to be halacha l'meishim Sinai, and basically these halachas, which include a chatziluk shemen l'todah, which you claim we know because of the repetition, and the dinner of the vias shemen l'nazir, for all of his 20 chalas, he only gets one quarter b'sach hakol, and the third halacha of the 11 days between one nidais and another nidais, during those 11 days in which it's possible to become a zava, all of that was a halacha l'meishim Sinai. There may be very sweet indications that you could bring ramazim, but they don't come from a pasuk, they come from a halacha. Continue the Mishnah. Belug hayam modeid, you use that lug for all the menachas, and even if you have a lug of 60 esronot, you're going to bring 60. And there the Mishnah says that, I'll leave it to Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov, it doesn't matter how much you have in terms of the esronot, you only bring ever a maximum of one lug shemen for all of those esronot. So what's that actually based on? Tanur Rabbanan. B'mitzorah ani ketiv isaron balul v'lug. So remember, a mitzorah asher on his eighth day, the Torah says he has to bring not only a mincha, he also brings a mincha, but he also has to bring korbanos of animals. So he has to bring, if he's an asher, he has to bring shnei kvasim, and so he has to have actually a zohar and kafsachat. Now, how about if he can't afford it? Im dalu, says the Torah. Then you can substitute birds. So you have, again, your kinim and shnei, either you can have bnei yonah, you can, standard two korbanes, and you still need to bring the same words, which it says by the ani, v'yisaron solet echad lemincha balul bashemet. So that balul b'shemen, which is said also by the mitzera ani, comes to tell me that limed al yisaron sheto'un lug. It tells me that his yisaron is basically the same as the yisaron of the usher. Divrei chachamim. Rabbi Nechemia of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Amer, afilu mincha shel shishim esronim ein lo ela luga. That's what we learn from the words says by that mitzorah ani, l'mincha v'log shaman. So even though that log shaman is actually the real meaning of the pasuk, is it's a reference to the log shaman shel mitzorah, but since it puts it together strangely in that way, l'mincha v'log shaman, so therefore we read it, always bring for a mincha a log shaman. So now, how does Rabbi Nechemia and Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, what do they do with this pasuk? Yisaron v'lug, which is mashma, that every Yisaron needs a lug, and they're claiming a mincha needs a lug. It's not a function of the esronot. No, that's not coming to teach me a din of general mincha. That's coming to tell me the din of the mitzera, who's an ani, that the Torah is saying a mitzera ani has to bring a mincha. So that's needed legufa. The chachamim say, why do I need a pasuk? I mean, if the Torah said that the mitzera, the regular mitzera, the mitzera who's not imdalhu, that he has to bring a mincha, and the only thing that it says in the pasuk is that if he's too poor, that then he can bring the tziporim, the kini. So if it's said already that the mitzera asher requires a mincha, why would I think that the mitzera ani doesn't? It didn't make any change in that, did it? So midigali rachmona gabi mitzora shlosha korbanot v'shlosha esronot. So you had to bring basically three separate korbanos, and you have to bring three esronot of the mincha. So over here by the mitzera ani, where we took off two of those and made them into ofot, So now there's only Chad Korban and Chad Yisaron. So therefore, it's very good. The Oni only has to bring a Korban Asham, and he doesn't bring his other Korbanos. So if we knocked out two of his Korbanos and made them two Ofos, so it makes sense that we're only going to need one of the Yisaronos. But we certainly don't need to tell me that there needs to be an Yisaron, do we? And what do Rabbi Nechemiah and Rabbi Elizabeth and Yaakov, what did they hold? Ve'idach? No, we do. Why? Because Salka Daitach Aminah. Look, if the Torah is so worried about the money of this Mitzrayah, so Hayol V'chas Rachmona Alei La'atiyah B'dalut, if we have a whole new Parsha, then that new Parsha opens up the door to saving as much money as possible. And Ema Lodi Boy Mincha Klal, maybe the, if we wouldn't have said it, I would have thought, listen, maybe the Torah wants to save him the money and not bring a mincha at all, because this is a whole new different type of carbon. Come hashmalan, that indeed one carbon, that is to say the asham, gets one mincha, and the carbon of the mitzvah asher brings three carbonas, he indeed brings three esronot for his mincha. Masha enke, say the chachamim, you can't possibly say that. What kind of havamin is that he wouldn't bring a mincha at all? The idach, the gamre lo ashkechan. Where did we ever find that he should be completely canceled? All we found is that we took out two out of three. So the same thing should be true of the mincha. We'll take out two out of three. And he's left with one of his Yisaron, which means that we have an extra pasuk, and that's what the pasuk is coming to tell me. You need one per Yisaron. And what do they do with the pasuk? The Chachomi, what do they do with the pasuk of Rabbi Nechanya and Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov? Doesn't it say, La mincha luk shemen? That always bring per mincha, no matter how big it is, a luk shemen. What do they do with that pasuk? Hai la mincha v'luk shemen. So what exactly do they do with that? My avdile. What are they going to do with that extra pasuk? Ah, ahu lemitnadev mincha shelo yivchot midavar hataun luk. That means that if you are giving matana to the Beis HaMikdash of a mincha, you cannot bring less than that luk shemen. And how much flour is needed for the luk shemen, my miyu, isare. So this tells me that the minimum mincha that you can bring as a korban is one isaren seles, the luk shemen. That's what I need it for. And how does Rabbi Nechemin and Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov know that? The idach, tate shemat minah. They say, listen, you can learn both of those things. It's still telling you that a mincha needs to have a luk shemen. So that means both things. It means any mincha gets a luk shemen, and it means any mincha gets a luk shemen, which means you got to have enough esonot to handle the luk shemen. So I don't need it. It's two separate sukkim. Okay. Continues the Halakha Mishnah. Shisha lepar. Arba'a la'ayo, shlosha la'cheves. So what we were saying, we have four lugim that we use for the par, for the ayo, six for the par, and three for the keves, which is essentially the chatzi ahin, and the shlishi ahin, and the revias ahin. So we're taking for granted that the hin itself is 12, and therefore, if we have chatzi ahin for a par, it means six lug. And if we have a shlishis for an ayal, it means four lug. And if we have shlisha, a shlishis ahin for a keves, it would be, a revias ahin, sorry, for a keves, it would be shlosha. But so how do we know all of that? Well, it does say beferish, v'nizkehem chatzi ahin yelapar, and so on and so forth, right? Everybody knows that pasuk. But my question is, how do we know that the hin is 12 lug? Ah, that we also know is very clear in the pasuk. Because look, a hin has got to be trace out lug. Because it says beferish, this was in the parsha, remember where the hin originally appeared, which was in the parsha of the Shemen Amincha. Amishcha. So it says, Shemen Zayit Hin. And then at the end of the Parsha of the Shemen Amishcha, what does it say? Shemen Mishchat Kodesh Yiyezeh Li Lidorotechem. So this, what is that this referred to? Zeh Begematria Tresar Havyan. So the Lashon of Zeh tells me that it's the equal of 12 lug. Zayin Hay. Which tells us that If the hin is 12 hug, so then the chatzi hin is 6, the shlishi sahin is 4, and the revi sahin is 3. Continues the Mishnah. Shloisha umechza lamnora chatzi log l'chol ner. So we use the total of 3.5 lugim for the menorah, which gives us for each one of the neiros a chatzi log. How do we know that? I mean, it doesn't seem to say anything in the Torah about how much the menorah is supposed to be filled. So minani mile. The Tana Rabbanan may erev ad boker. What does that mean? May erev ad boker. It means tein la midata shete doleket veholechet may erev ad boker. Put enough oil into that menorah that it should burn until the morning, and at that point you'll do your hatavat hanerot, which according to the Rambam means you'll actually reload it. According to all the other Rishonim, it means you'll just clean it out and prepare it for the night. Dover acher. Another meaning is oto mi erev aboker. It says yaroch oto aron uvanav. What does it mean? Oto mi erev aboker. The only thing that is kosher to be done after the erev, ein lecha avoda shekshera mi erev aboker ela zo bilvad. So the only thing that you can do is light the menorah mi erev ad boker. But which means it doesn't mean that you're supposed to light a mirav haboker. But if, like we saw, if it goes out, or if you were late in lighting it, which is just the same as going out, you would continue to do a new aveda. This is the only new aveda that's done mirav haboker. After that, you can't do anything else. So of course, the hakrovas emurim and so on that was says kosher kol alayla, that's not the new aveda. That's basically the continuation of the aveda sayom. Now, how did they figure out exactly that the chatzi lug is the shear that they need? So now the question of the chatzi lug is the chatzi lug was for the longest nights of the year. So they had to figure how much oil is necessary for the longest nights of the year. Since we're darshaning from the pasuk, tein la midasa is a standard midah. There's a machlokas we've shown him whether having established what the standard would be for the longest nights of the year, Lele Teves, whether they changed the thickness of the wicks for the other nights in order to reflect the amount of oil that would be necessary. And then they used the standard wick, which people generally would use for the longest nights, that used up all of the oil. So was it constantly adjusted so that there should be no oil left in the morning? Or was it simply left over? That is a machlokas. But how did they originally find out what would last mi erev ad boker on those nights? So ikini amre milamala lamata shiaro. So some say they started with more than was necessary, gradually brought it down until they could see what was the minimum that they would get away with, and that way not waste oil. Others say they started low, and then, if it didn't last until the morning, so then they realized they needed to make it larger. So if you hold that you started from below the amount, why would they do that? Because HaTorah chasa hamamonam shel Yisrael. Remember that the Torah, as we've seen in two places, the Torah is makbid that Klal Yisrael should not waste money. Those who say no, they started on top, is because of ein aniyut bim komashirut. We also have a thing that we don't sit around being a bunch of kamtsanim, where you're talking about the Beis HaMikdash. Come on, man, pour in a little bit of extra oil in there. This is like sending your grandchildren to fill up the car with gas, and they don't want to put in any money into it, you know, so they put in a little bit. My gosh, that is outrageous.
Zuk the Helika Mishnah.
The old butcher show back. Na'arvim. Niske parim v'niske elim. It's very strange because it seems to be saying that you're allowed to upfront and mix together the carbonites that are in the nesachim with, as long as they're the same level of relationship prorated oil to esron, to be actually Isorin of Thoilos, which of course is only true about Nizkei Purim and Nizkei Elim, because both of those have exactly the same prorated amounts, so that even though you've got much more, obviously, in the par, but you still have two lug per Isorin, because you've got the six for three, and for the Io, you've got the four for two. So that's the same exact amount. You've got two per Isorin. Masha Inkin, you cannot mix them with Nizkei Kvasim, as we've seen. You could only mix Nizkei Kvasim with other Nizkei Kvasim because they have three lugin for one Isorin. That's the Revius Ahinus, three lug. And there's only Isorin Echad. So they have much more oil, and because of that, you cannot mix them with the other ones, because we saw before, even we had before in Daf Chof Gimel, we had a machlokas about what would happen if you mix something that is relatively a yavesh with a chorov, is the real word that we use, a chareva with a actual oily, which means in the end we understood it to mean relative, and there was a machlokas whether it actually would become possible, but certainly it would not be allowed to be done the chatchila. So this we're going to be talking about in the Gemara. What would this possibly mean anyway? Why would we want to mix things the chatchila? Since there is
an issue. Sorry, I lost it. When are we dealing with wine, or when are we dealing with oil?
The sochem contain both wine and oil and flour. I'm assuming by this point that would be clear. This is the Minchas Nesachim. So Yochid Beshal Tzibur, I didn't say only the Mincha. Minchas Nesachim includes two elements. The Mincha and Nesachim, which are called together the Minchas Nesachim. And therefore, we're referring to both. The Gemara is going to clarify whether maybe we're talking about the Chatchila, just the Taruvus and the Yayin, but that all remains to be seen. But you have little patience. So in this case, Kvasim, and in this case, Kvasim, those have the same prorated amounts. And furthermore, we don't have a problem in mixing the Nesachim of a Yochid with the Nesachim of a Tzibur. And we don't have a problem of mixing yesterday's Nesachim with today's, which does not mean, obviously, yesterday's Nesachim that were brought, because they would be puzzled already, and therefore we certainly can't mix them together. What it means is, remember, since we darshan minchatam v'niskehem l'machar, and we niskehem l'machar even as sarayomim, we don't have a problem. So that means that we might be able to bring today the Nesachim of Karbonis that had been brought yesterday or the day before, together with Nesachim with Karbonis that are brought today. And then, of course, they all become Makudesh today. I'm from Makadesh them yesterday. We'd have a problem of Lina. So that's what it's referring to. And you cannot, however, mix Einmar v'niske kvasim v'niske porim ve'elim, because they have a different relationship of oil to flour. And because of that, as we said before, we've got a problem of Benchoser, Yeter. Now, if Lamaisa, you first did the Blila. So now you have the Purim with the Purim, and you've got the Kvasim with the Kvasim. Each one was Balolam Bifnei Atzman. So Ela Bifnei Atzman ve'Ela Bifnei Atzman, and then they became mixed, Nit Arvu. Then it would be kosher. Of course, this is only true according to one of the Mandiomer that we had before, on Chof Gimel. And however, if you mix together the solet before you did the Belila B'Shemen, then there's no way to mix them anymore, because you will not be able to put in the correct amount in the solet of each type. And remember, even though Belila is not Ma'akev, but it has to be possible to have Belila, that's our famous klal, only when it's roi labila ein bila ma'akevet. Because she ain't roi labila, bila is ma'akevet. So the moment that we would have the mixed solet, we wouldn't be able to do blila, and therefore would actually become puzzle. So if we did the blila before, and then they become mixed, so then b'di'evet it's kosher. But if we hadn't done the blila at all, there's no way to do the blila at this point, and the mincha would be puzzle. One additional din is that the keves that comes with the omer, it's true that the mincha of that keves, because it says beferish in the pasuk, that it takes shnei esronim, as opposed to the normal Isorain that comes with every other Keves. So even though there's double the Isorain in the Mincha component, but you should know the Nesachim, the liquid parts, here Nesachim means literally liquid, meaning both the Shemen and the Yayin, that part of it were not Kefulim. And you had the half the amount, therefore, prorated of oil, and you had the standard amount of wine that you would give for a keves, which is only revias ahin. Okay, now let's take a look at the opening of the Mishnah, which doesn't seem to really make sense. The opening of the Mishnah said that you can mix nesachim together as long as they are the same amount of relationship of oil to solid. The problem is that the Braita says, if you take a look at the pasuk that we are basing the Hiktiro Kohen Mizbecha Lechem Mishel Hashem, it says Vihiktiro. You have to be makter it. Hiktiro means dafka, that particular one. And from there we learn never to mix Shaloye Arev Chalavim B'Chalavim, even though everything is going on the Mizbeach, but they has to be kept separate. Vihiktiro. So, I mean, that undoubtedly is true also of the Milchas Nesachim. So, anything that is going to be burned on the Mizbeach, I understand, maybe that doesn't include wine, but certainly includes the Mincha component. And if that's the case, you shouldn't be allowed to mix it. So how can the Mishnah say it's fine to mix it? Omer Rabbi Yochel, no, it doesn't mean that you can be Ma'ariv V'chadchila. It's just saying if it got mixed, then it would be kosher. Excuse me? That's crazy. You can't mean that, because if that's true, and that you started off the Mishnah by only talking about Bidiyavad, so then what about the next piece? V'ein ma'arvim nischei kvasim nischei porim ve'elim, that would mean even Bidiyavad? That it's not kosher? If the porim and the elim got mixed, but not with the kvasim, then it's kosher b'niavad. That's the way Rabbi Yochanan is saying. But then that means that if ein ma'arvim, namely to mix kvasim with porim and elim, that wouldn't be kosher. So then you're telling me, afilu nitarvu nami lo b'niavad not? But it says b'feresh in the Mishnah that it would still be kosher as long as you were first balam l'nedel b'fnei atzman, v'edel b'fnei atzman, and they were nizarev, it's kosher. So how's Rabbi Yochanan reading the Mishnah? If the last part of the Mishnah is talking about b'niavad, so obviously the ratio of the Mishnah was talking about b'chatchila. So if it said ma'arvin, it really means ma'arvin. But there's a special pasuk of Yiktiro that says a ma'arvin. I don't understand what's going on. How can you ignore the pasuk? Omer Abaye. Obviously, the only thing that we could be referring to in the Mishnah is the wine. That's the point. So remember, the only issur that we have is vihiktiro, to keep it separate. And that's only to keep what separate? Things that are going to be burned on the Mizbeach. Is the wine burned on the Mizbeach? No. So why would we want to keep it separate? Then if we don't have any tzivah to keep it separate? Obviously, because if you're mixing, then you may end up coming to mix things which are actually going to be messed up if you mix them, namely the things that have the different proportions. So the porim and the elim might get mixed up with the kvasim. So therefore, says Abaye, what the Mishnah is saying is that if l'maisa you already had an accident happen, so that the solet and the shemen were already mixed. So if they're already mixed, so then there's nothing to worry about any longer because the damage is done. At that point, we allow you to mix together the wine because anyway, the wine is not a problem. So you're never allowed to mix anything l'chatchila, even though there's no real iser in the wine, but we're afraid you'll come to mix the different parts that are usher to mix together. Why are they usher to mix together? Because it says v'ktiro, anything burnt on Mizbeach has to be kept separate. That's what it means. Wait, so Abaye, what are you saying? You're saying that you can never mix together wine unless you already had an accident that mixed the shemen and the solet, then yes. Problem is And a Braita says, not like that. It says, Bameh Dvarim Amurim. What is our Mishnah referring to when it says that you cannot mix Nisrei Shor V'Ayah with the Kvasim? That's only with the Solet and the Shemen. But the Yayin, you are Ma'arvim. So apparently you're allowed to be Ma'arv the Yayin L'chatrila, because V'Iktiro doesn't refer to it. The problem with the Solet V'Shemen, of course, is the fact that there's the disproportionate Shemen and Solet. So apparently what you're saying is not true. There is no Isra of being Ma'ariv Yayin at all, even as a Gezerah, that you may come to be Ma'ariv, the Solet, and the Shemen. So Abaye, how do you explain the mission now? Okay. Let me say it differently. I made a mistake. Yeah, well, I'm going to buy a look. What the Mishnah is saying, and it fits perfectly with the Braita. Heicha dehukter sultan v'shamna. So if you already had gone through the Haktorah, so now there's nothing more to worry about. The Haktorah is over. You can't mix anything. So then you can be ma'ariv yayin lechatchila, and then the different nesachim are perfectly okay to mix, and that is because there's nothing more. You can't do anything that would be wrong. But if it wasn't huktar, then we don't allow you, unless if it was already nis'arif sultan v'shamnan, then the damage is done. So that's what the Mishnah said. Nis'arif, then you can be ma'ariv the yayin. But im lav, im ma'arvim. Why? Dilma ati liyaruve solet v'shemen l'chatchila. So I was right in what I said essentially before. We do have a gezeira over here that tells me that I don't, even though there's no iser in the pasuk of Iktiro, but we're worried that if we allow that kind of mixing, so then people may actually come to mix together things that would be puzzled together, or that are at least going to be a problem of choser because of the difference, even though we pask in the b'diavad, it's kosher. So therefore, the truth is that it would make no difference whether it was the same, meaning it was Purim and Elim, and not with Kvasim. The Braita is talking specifically about the ones that are not the same, only to tell you the kula, that even if it was different types of things, that then we have the kula that you are, if it was already on the Mizbeach, and there's nothing else to discuss. So then even the menachas of different types are also allowed to be mixed. That's why it puts it that way. Now, the last thing we said in the Mishnah was that the keves haba'im ha'omer, even though it has double the amount of solet, it does not have double the liquid. So turn around, Bona. What's the mocker for the din of the omer? It says beferish about the omer that in the pasuk, no diak necessary. It says umincha'to shnei esronim solet b'lulav hashemen. Okay, so it says beferish shnei esronim. That's double the amount of a standard keves, and then this is teaching us, says the Braita, limed al keves haboim ha'omer, that it's double the standard mincha v'keves. Now, you might have thought that yoko kishem shemincha to kefula, kach yeino kefula. So maybe you should actually double the amount of wine. Talmud lomar, that's why the pasuk continues on to say, v'nizko yayin revi'itahin. So we see it's the same standard revi'itahin, which is shloi shalugin. Now, you might think, okay, that's as far as the wine is concerned, but that's because the wine doesn't really have a specific relationship to the solet. But, I mean, certainly the oil should maintain the standard proportion of one per lug. So if there's one lug per isoron, so if we have double the isoron, we should have the double lug too, right? So yoko lo yeka yeno kaful, that makes sense, because the yayin, after all, is not bolol with the mincha. Masha'inking, when it comes to the shemen, of course, the shemen should be kafur, because, after all, nivole min chato, and why should we, it doesn't say anywhere in the pasuk not to worry about how much oil. It just spoke about nisko yayin revi'itahin, but that doesn't imply that the oil shouldn't be doubled. Talmud lomar, v'nisko yayin revias ahin, which tells me kol nisachav lo yuhu ela revias. Huh? I don't understand. How does v'nisko revias ahin tell me that all of its liquids, including the oil, I don't see that at all. Where do you see that in the word nisko? My Talmudah. Oh, that's because you're listening, but you're not looking. What's the way that the word v'nisko is written in the Pasuk? Omar Rabbi Elazar, it's written v'niska. Instead of with a vav, it is written v'nisko. It has the cholam, but for some reason it has a hey at the end, and that makes it feminine, in which case it seems to be saying niska, meaning it's female. Nesach, what's the female part? The mincha. And that mincha has a nesach in it. What's the nesach of the mincha in it? The shemen. Its niska should be like its nisko of the karban, which is the yayin, right? So niska de mincha is like the nesach, which is the yayin. Just like the yayin is a revi'it, av shemen ami revi'it. So that was the remez in comparing the nesach to the nesach.
That calls for a drink.
He's trying to choke me to death again. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Asham Mitzora, Shishachato Shelo Lishmo. Now, we're bringing this in over here because it's Nogea, what we just spoke about, namely the Keves that's brought with the Omer. So Rabbi Yochanan says like this, you have a very special case. You did it again. Leave me alone, I'm not doing this anymore. An Asha Metzera, that was Shechta Shelo Lishma. So what's the din if it's Shechta Shelo Lishma? It's kosher, like any carbon Shelo Lishma, but it's Lo Alula Ba'alim L'Shem Chova, which means that the Metzera has to bring another Asham in order for him to be taught to come to the Machaneh, right? Now, normally, a regular Asham does not take Nisachim. Only the Shlomim and the Eula take Nisachim. But the special case of Asham Mitzera requires Nisachim, and therefore, you need to bring Nisachim with this Asham Mitzera, even though it's not going to be Matir, the Mitzera, in the chayva that he has to bring that asham, but he still has to bring this asham. Why is that? Because imata omerken, if you're not ready to understand that it's going to need this asham, so what the heck is it? Bisalto, there is no such carbon. You are bringing an asham mitzera without nisachim. Now show me where in the Torah there exists a carbon of an asham mitzera without nisachim. And therefore, if you're telling me it should be Eila, not Labalim, but it should be Eila to the Mizbeach, so then I'll ask you, what is it being Eila to the Mizbeach as? You've just been making it puzzle. Therefore, you have no choice. You're going to have to bring this Achim anyway. Maski Florim and Asher Bargata, that doesn't make any sense. I mean, if that's true, so what about all the other cases? How about the case we just spoke about? You've got a special case of a Keves that's Bar Imha Omer, and you shechted it shelo lishma. What should be the din? According to you, you have to bring its mincha doubled because for the same logic. I mean, if not, where's this? What is this carbon? If it was brought shelo lishma, what do you mean bring it and it's not ayla l'shem chayva? So what is it? Then it should require the same thing that the keves habayim ha'omer requires. So it needs a double with mincha because the same argument applies. Imat yata omer came. So then you passed it. Or I could say the same thing. A Tomit Shel Shachar. Let's say the Tomit Shel Shachar was brought Shelo Lishmo. So then it should require everything that the Tomit Shel Shachar requires, such as it needs Shnei Gizrei Eitzim, and those Shnei Gizirim have to be brought by one Kayin, which is the din of the Tomit Shel Shachar, because the same logic. In Iyata Omer, okay? So now you passed it. What's this carbon? Or the Tomit Shel Ben Arbaim. The Shecht of the Tomit Shel Ben Arbaim Shelo Lishmo. So then it's kosher, but it's lo olo. Okay, so but you should still have to bring Shnei Gezirim with two Kohanim, which is the standard halacha of the Tomit Shel Ben Arbaim for the same reason. She'imati Iyata Omer came. There's no such carbon, so you puzzled it. So, and it should say. And if you're going to tell me, Eino Chinami, maybe you do. So then how do you explain the fact that we didn't mention any of these other cases? That's the girsa that is more correct, and it's brought by the Shita. Elo Amar Abaye, must be that we mention only one case, but Eino Chinami, you know, we just didn't bother mentioning the other cases. Whereas Rava Amar, no, for heaven's sakes, you're missing the whole point. Every case that you brought, there's no problem with the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim, the Tamid Shel Shachar, with the Keves that's Boim HaOmer. What's the problem? You're bringing it as a standard Ayla. So what's wrong? If it's not kosher for the Ayla Shcheva, so then bring it as an Ayla Shnedava. I mean, that's anyway what you're going to have to bring it on if it's, that's what we learn, right? If it's not Ayla Lepalim, so then it's Mamash, that's the Pusik. Instead of being the Neder, it's an Adava. Exactly. So it becomes, instead of the Ayla Shcheva, it becomes a standard Ayla Shnedava. But the problem that Rabbi Yochanan was saying over here is that if a Usha Mitzera is not being brought up as an Usha Mitzera, so now what the heck is it being brought up for? You can't bring an Usha as a Nadava. So either you're going to treat it as if it's an Usha Nadava and it won't be Eilal Abalam L'Shem Chayva, or you parceled it. That's all that he's saying, which makes total sense. So Elohacha, Ilo Mupisle Kibimilte, if you're not going to make it what it was meant to be, so that it was originally an Usha Metzera, and it's still an Usha Metzera, except that it's not Eilu Labalim, how are you going to bring it? Usha Nedava Mi'ikad? Is there a concept called an Usha Nedava? Obviously not. And therefore, there's nothing to discuss. It's completely different. And in fact, Tanya Kavase de Rabbi Yochanan, it says this Beferish in the Braisa, Usha Metzera Sheshechato Shelo Lishma, Oshelo Natan Midomo Agave Behonot. If you messed it up by doing the Shkita Shel Shema, or let's say you didn't put the dam on top of the behenes of the mitzora, of his thumb and his toe, you didn't put it on. So then you weren't yotze the chiyah for the mitzora. So what's the din? The din is that it's still kosher for the mizbeach, harezu olelo gabi mizbeach, but exactly as Rabbi Yochanan said, v'ta'u nesachim, you're going to have to bring it with the nesachim that the mitzvah has to bring, and as far as the mitzvah himself is concerned, how does he become kosher to go to the machane? Tzarech asham acher lahatiro. So we see that Rabbi Yochanan is completely vindicated by this brighter.